Every day, leaders are making decisions that impact companies, families, and futures, and yet many of them don't really know themselves. They may have been promoted because they have been a shining star at their job, or they're the founder of the company, but they were not prepared to lead. Today, we're living through a leadership crisis, and the consequences are everywhere. But here's the good news. Leadership is a skill, and it starts with one simple commitment: to know yourself and grow yourself first. I'm Stephanie Donahue, a leadership and business growth strategist, and this is Commit to High Performance Growth. Now let's dive in. I have a personal connection to this topic because I was a registered nurse for 10 years, and I was promoted to leadership positions because I was great at my job. And they noticed, my bosses noticed that I had soft skills for leadership, but I never had any training. And so I was a charge nurse in a hospital and also a nurse team lead in a medical office facility. And so I experienced firsthand the consequences of leaders being unprepared. I myself was unprepared, and I also worked for people who were unprepared. And that's the thing, is they were not leaders, and all of the people in the organization suffered from a lack of leadership. And so I managed patients great, I talked to people great, but I remember being called into my boss's office once and said, "You're at risk of losing your job because we had a nurse complain that you're not taking enough of a patient load while you're charge nurse." And that's because I was focusing on the management part of the job when I was working as a charge nurse, and they wanted us to take also four patients at the same time. And so I didn't have the skills to really stand up for myself at the time or make recommendations. I was just like, okay, so I took more patients and did all the management. And the interesting thing is they liked me in that position because they said I was one of the best charge nurses because I actually did the management things I was supposed to do. But they just wanted it all. They wanted us to take a lot of patients, deal with all the management, deal with supporting all of the nurses and making sure everything ran smoothly, and deal with crises that happened and all the doctor conversations that were escalated. And so it was a very unpleasant position to be in when there was that much lack of leadership, and the team suffered for it. And as a result, even patient care suffered because the leadership was not there for good communications, for staffing, for management to stay in management, and all those things. So it led to burnout. There was unclear expectations, poor systems, and I did not have the skills that I have now as a result of working in leadership teams and also with my experience working with entrepreneurs and setting up communications and operations for people to actually excel in leadership roles. And that's the thing, is now I know that it's a skill and it can be learned. And so I'm here on this podcast today inviting you into this conversation, that if you are a founder or executive and you're struggling silently, that there is another way. You can get support, and it just demands more personal mastery. That is the place to start. And so the problems that we typically see without the skill of leadership is a communication breakdown. And that is so huge. If you are to establish processes and systems for communication and expectations, that is such a great start. There's also a disconnection between the leaders and the teams. And so you often find that there's difficult buy-in from the team, and there's just a lack of people understanding one another. So there's a lot of assumptions made, a lot of silent quitting, turnover happens. And then also decision paralysis can happen as well, where decisions aren't being made. You become the bottleneck of the company and things are just not moving along. The growth is not happening. Instead, the business starts to shrink. And then overall high stress and low fulfillment from all parties involved. And so these are just symptoms of a deeper issue that leaders don't know themselves. And so why does leadership start with knowing yourself? The reason why that is so important is you cannot lead others if you can't lead yourself. So self-awareness is at the foundation. So there's emotional maturity that takes place, better decision-making, healthy communication, and also building trust and influence with those around you. And so I just want to reiterate, you must be able to know yourself and lead yourself first. Without that self-awareness, you may find that you become more reactive instead of responsive. That's a huge one. And then also leading from a place of insecurity instead of clarity. And then also creating confusion and just everything feels like a lack of clarity instead of having direction. And so to break this down even more, I recommend leaders must focus on radical self-awareness. That can start by using personal assessments. Some of my favorites are The Working Genius. There's the Motivation Code. I also am a fan of Clifton StrengthsFinder. And there's also the Colby A. But I find that I really end up using the Working Genius and the Motivation Code quite a bit when working with teams. And then also knowing your strengths as a result of taking those things, but just knowing where you're strong, where your soft skills are. Also knowing your gaps and what may trigger you. And that is such a great, great start. There's also growing yourself with personal development and using positive and growth habits. And also with that, I highly recommend having a coach or a mentor and having learning be just a way of life. Constantly growing yourself, learning, allowing time in your day for reflection, and also Journaling is a great tool for learning more about yourself. And then also building a stronger team. So you can also hire and organize teams based on strengths, not just on their roles. And then also establishing healthy communication. And that is something that can be systematized through creating processes. So you can have regular check-ins. So that could mean a monthly check-in or a quarterly check-in. And then if somebody is not performing very well, you can have a weekly check-in for a certain amount of time until they're performing to expectations. And that can really help with preventing turnover by establishing these healthy communication standards. And then also having clear expectations and also decision-making frameworks. So these are just some basic foundational things that we can do as leaders. And so I'm going to make a bold recommendation here. If you lead others in any capacity, whether you are a founder, an executive, or a team lead, or an entrepreneur with a team, I highly recommend high performance coaching. And you're in luck because I am a high performance coach and I can support you. So please reach out to me. Go to stephaniedonahue.co and let's start a conversation. And I'm here to help grow leaders, develop leaders, and it's just a skill and it starts with self-awareness.
Thanks for tuning in to Commit to High Performance Growth. I hope today's episode inspired you to take action and commit to what truly matters. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. And if you are interested in working together, visit www.stephaniedonahue.co. And remember, growth starts with commitment. Keep showing up, and I'll see you in the next episode.